New York, you'll find a thoroughfare. It's the part of little old New York that runs into Times Square. A crazy quilt at Wall Street, Jacksonville. If you've got a little time to spare, I'd like to take you there. Come and meet those dancing feet on the avenue I'm taking you to, 42nd Street. Here's a beat of dancing feet.
And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Verdo, our great producer Eric Reinert, and of course I'm on a mission to find out when Spirit Halloween, some of the stores open, some open sooner than later, some are mid-September, some are end of August. I thought on their website, it's a great website though, they mentioned come check back in mid-August, September for your store openings. It's past mid-August, I don't see anything yet, but we'll find out. Maybe someone's driven past one that looks open or might have an open date. Or someone can call one of the numbers on there. Maybe we'll have Eric bring one of them in live and we'll see if anyone answers at any of these stores.
Have you seen the movie The Guest?
No.
The Guest? Yes, I have.
Did you notice in the auditorium at the end, the whole set was decorated with Spirit?
Oh, no, I didn't. Products. I didn't realize that. Yeah,
I
didn't really care for that movie that much. Everyone loved it.
It was all right.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, it was okay. It started off.
Judy Garland again?
No, not Judy. This is Ruby Keeler singing the title song.
Come on, Greg, get it.
Come on,
straight.
Fred Astaire, Judy Garland.
If Dave was here, Dave would be getting all these because Dave is this old. 42nd Street from 42nd Street, sung by Ruby Keeler on Breakthrough Entertainment's Broadway show.
Absolutely, and of course, sometimes the price of Halloween costumes could go up. A lot of great stuff out there, so you want to make sure you have some wealth. This hour is brought to you by Arrowhead Wealth Management, the best at creating and protecting your wealth. Founder and radio host Conrad Kogoschol is heard live every first Wednesday at 11 a.m. Arizona time. The shows are also archived. It's on Break, B-R-E-A-K, radioshow.com, breakradioshow.com. Give them a call at 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210.
Absolutely. And a reminder, if you are just listening to us on KPHX 1480 AM or on streaming live on the audio stream, you can see us live on Meerkat. We are at Breakthrough Entertainment. So just search for at Breakthrough Entertainment on Meerkat, and you can watch what happens during the show and also what happens during the breaks as well. We've got some exciting stuff, riveting, on the edge of your seat kind of stuff going on here during the break. Earlier, our viewers got to see Greg eat a sandwich.
That was a great sandwich.
It was great. That was
riveting.
I know, that was riveting, wasn't it, people?
I really like my sandwich. Okay. Not sandwich, but sandwich.
What kind of sandwich was it?
It was a ham, egg, and cheese on an English muffin.
Wow. Mm. See, these are the types of things that you would know if
from
you
Dunkin'
were watching.
Donuts?
Yeah,
it was from Dunkin'. You know, they have good sandwiches.
You would know
they
this
really
if you
do.
Were watching the Meerkat stream. You have to watch this.
You can enjoy watching the way I savored my sandwich.
Yeah, our listeners thought he was smoking.
Yeah, I saw somebody comment on that.
Yeah, they thought he was smoking.
Yeah, we don't smoke in studio.
No smoking in studio. I don't know what you do in Scotland, but we don't do that here.
Yeah, not too strict.
And by the way, Seed 4238 says, "Hi from France. Yo, what's up today? Thank you very much for listening."
Greg's microphone is
4238.
Up.
4238. Yeah, Greg's microphone keeps moving. Some other movies that opened yesterday here in Phoenix include Afterwards. Marcia Gay Harden plays a librarian who attempts to escape her midlife crisis by traveling to Costa Rica. There she meets a younger man, played by Oscar Janeda, who takes her on an unexpected journey filled with adventure and romance. We talked about this movie last week. We had on the director. You can go to breakradioshow.com, click on archive. Yeah. You can hear the live interview, the interview that was live with the director. And as I said last weekend, it is a beautiful movie in more ways than one. Yes, Costa Rica is a beautiful setting for a movie,
sure.
But and the cinematographer does a great job capturing that beauty. More importantly, the beauty of the story itself, it demonstrates how truly taking advantage of all that life has to offer is the best way to defeat depression. Marcia Gay Harden is excellent as a woman who experiences a transformation both inside and out as a result of said advice, with, of course, a little help from the aesthetics of Costa Rica. So thumbs up for Afterwards. I really liked it.
Good stuff.
And I believe that one's available on video on demand as well as at Hark and Shay.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, and Some Kind of Beautiful. Now, this is another actor. Of course, Owen Wilson is in our featured film today. She's funny that way. But another actor, and he's going to be in our featured film next week,
yes.
No Escape. This week, also, we've got Pierce Brosnan starring in Some Kind of Beautiful, who is also in No Escape next week.
Wow,
right? Pierce Brosnan plays a womanizing college professor. Imagine that. Who meets his match when he gets involved with a cute student played by Jessica Alba and her older sister played by Selma Hayek. Now, Greg, which one would you choose between the two?
Selma Hayek.
You'd choose Selma Hayek?
I would.
Why?
They're both gorgeous.
Yeah.
What are the choices?
Selma Hayek or Jessica Alba?
Selma.
Yeah, I would
choose Selma Hayek as well.
Yeah. I like the
even though she's older.
Well, I like that though.
You like that?
I like the older women, but also the Latina look, the curvy. They're both very beautiful though.
Yes, they are. They are both beautiful. Some Kind of Beautiful is more like Some Kind of Mess though.
Really?
Yeah. Its three stars are as charismatic as ever, but its story is all over the place. This is a romantic dramedy that seems to be very unsure of what it wants to say about relationships. It jumps to different tones and different themes every scene or so. Laughs are almost completely non-existent in this movie. And its attempts to affect audiences come across as anything but authentic. Inconsistencies in all areas are its ultimate downfall, with its characters who are indifferent one moment and outraged the next, bearing the absolute worst of it. Hmm. You know, I couldn't get past the fact that Jessica Alba's character, at one point she wants nothing to do with Pierce Brosnan. And then there, you know, the whole love triangle thing. And then she's outraged. She is very upset about this. You know what? We need character consistency.
Okay.
Yes.
This still might be one I may check out. You know, Pierce Brosnan, some of the best chest hair that you'll see. I mean, we should all be jealous for those of us that do have chest hair that don't get it waxed or anything. There's something about his. It just doesn't curl up or anything like that. It's fantastic. But Malcolm McDowell and, of course, Ben McKenzie.
Mm-hmm.
For those who've seen, well, OC for you and Gotham for me and others. He's fantastic as James Gordon, of course.
He is.
And he's in this. And good to see.
Yes. Yeah.
His talents seem to get out there.
Some great-looking women in Gotham as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. All right. Crazy women in Gotham as well.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Most of them are.
And 10,000 Saints is another movie that just opened yesterday. By the way, Some Kind of Beautiful is also playing on video on demand as well as in theaters. 10,000 Saints, I believe it's the same sort of setup again. Asia Butterfield plays a boy who, while struggling with his relationship with his father, played by Ethan Hawke, befriends a girl, played by Hailee Steinfeld, who is pregnant with a child of his friend that died of a drug overdose.
Whoa.
So kind of a twisted little thing there. Pretty good cast, right? Ethan Hawke?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ethan's still going so strong.
Yeah. Hailee Steinfeld, a lot of times I really don't like her. She's kind of too tomboyish for me.
But in that type of situation, if she's like that, I think she does well. I didn't see... She was in Pitch Perfect, too, right?
She was in Pitch Perfect, too.
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait till it's Redbox.
What?
She was in True Grit, too.
Yeah. True Grit. Yeah. That one I really didn't care for.
Very good actress, but...
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, do you like punk rock music?
Yes.
Oh, that was Eric.
Some punk rock. Some. I mean, the genre itself, you know, it's not my favorite by any means, but there's songs there that I'll listen
to. Like Sex Pistols?
They're all right. I mean, The Clash, stuff like that. I really like any type of music except country.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The only country, of course, is, you know, like Johnny Cash, but he's not. It was different, you know.
Right,
so,
right.
More rock to it.
Well, I do not like punk rock music. The songs that populate the soundtrack for 10,000 Saints are exasperatingly annoying, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So that might be more of a matter of musical taste than anything. You know, that kind of like got on my nerves while I was watching this movie. It's worth noting, though, because if you don't like punk rock music, that might affect you as well.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of flaws in this movie. Yeah. It's got some goodwill. It's got some heart to it. Unfortunately, and by the way, the very talented cast, as I already said, and the themes that attempt to tug at your heart, but it's just too unfocused to ever accomplish its goals or make anyone feel anything authentic. Yeah. The movie is similar to a mixtape that is given to you by someone with attention deficit disorder.
Oh.
It's just kind of like all over the place. No focus at all. No coherence.
Right.
So again, a thumbs down to 10,000 Saints. Thumbs down to Some Kind of Beautiful. But a thumbs up to Afterwards. And again, a thumbs up to our featured film of the week, She's Funny That Way.
Okay, so, you know, some good, some maybe not up to par in Joseph's list that we see here right now. And
we're going to have to take a break, and then we're going to come on with another guest, a Broadway-themed guest. So let's hear a little bit from Allison Gier, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, from Being Julia.
Allison Gier.
Oh, have Bobby call us in our last segment.
Yeah, there you go. You heard that, Bobby.
Or call Joseph personally.
Yeah, Bobby, give us a call at 40 minutes.
Yeah, 41. And of course, yeah, as Joseph mentioned after the break, scenic designer D.T. Willis will be joining us. And of course, you can check out his website right now, dtwillis.com. And we'll be right back here on Breakthrough Entertainment, 1480 AM KPHX.